In California's Mojave Desert, female Marines are training alongside males. Their efforts are meant to help decide if women can serve in the unforgiving world of ground combat. The answer might not be a simple yes or no. Ground combat can mean different things. The life of a Marine on foot, the classic grunt, is different than it is for those who are using, I was about to say, manning, artillery, and armor. Those specialties may offer women a better chance. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Got it. Yep. Turn around. To your right, to your right, to your right.
Foot stuck.
Lance Corporals Paula Pineda and Julia Carroll are struggling this morning with Carl.
I got it. Let's go. Get up. You got it.
Carl's a 220-pound dummy. He simulates a wounded Marine. Julia Carroll's knees buckle for a moment, and as a dusty wind picks up, the two women pull Carl out of their light-armored vehicle.
Slow down,
they
slow
carry
down.
Him to safety, careful not to let his head drag on the rocky ground.
Slow down, slow down.
Both women are out of breath. I caught up with Lance Corporal Pineda.
I'm Tom Bowman.
Well,
hey,
Pineda.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yes.
So what are you doing here, doing this?
Making history.
She's just 5'2", 21, and from L.A. Last summer, she was driving Marine trucks in Okinawa. Now she wants to be a warrior. On the back of her helmet is a piece of masking tape with the words, Mad Max.
This is bigger than us. It's bigger than us. Right now, we can't see the big picture. But in a couple years, we'll see the difference on how females can work alongside with males in an infantry unit. Yes.
You always wanted to do this?
Yes.
How come?
Your adrenaline's rushing, you're pumping, trying to save lives. Make a difference.
Whether Pineda and the other women will work alongside male Marines in ground combat units is an open question. And it's why they're here in the Mojave Desert for the next month before moving on for more training on the California coast. The Pentagon has lifted the ban on women serving in infantry, armor, and artillery units. Now the Marines and the Army are testing to make sure that's a good idea. The top generals could request an exception by the end of the year. Already, about half the women in Alpha Company, the infantry unit here, have dropped out, mostly because of injuries. But nearly all the women with Bravo Company, a unit of tanks and armored vehicles, are still training.
This is all my show here.
Oh, yeah?
Company commander.
Captain Alexander Purity is a combat veteran who commands Bravo Company. He has around 100 Marines for this experiment, including about 20 women.
From day one, we just treated everybody like Marines. It's kind of been the viewpoint that I put out there, that Marine is a Marine, and I don't care.
So men and women must complete the same exercises. But some of the female Marines here are struggling. They're taking more time pulling the dummy Carl to safety, setting up a tow line for the armored vehicle, or changing a tire that weighs about 170 pounds. Captain Purity knows there are some who say women just don't belong in ground combat.
Everybody has a different opinion about it, and I know it gets pretty contentious, but...
What's your opinion?
Oh, we'll see how the data goes. You know, I want to see how this experiment turns out.
The experiment continues. Lance Corporals Pineda and Julia Carroll get ready to change one of the massive tires on the armored vehicle. Corporal Ryan Donk is part of the team.
Lift up. All right, drop it.
The men use their arms to change the tire. Pineda flops on her back in the dirt, using her stronger leg muscles to push the tire into place.
They use everything to their advantage that they can. I mean, they just have a different technique.
Corporal Thomas DeBette is a veteran armor crew member.
There's no task they can't complete that any man can complete. It's all pretty much the same.
But Corporal Donk, who helped the women change the tire, is more circumspect.
They're putting out their best effort. At the end of this, the data will show what the Marine Corps needs to do to move in whatever direction they choose to.
And what do you think from what you've seen? Can women be part of this crew?
I'm gonna decline that question.
Nearby, Lance Corporal Brittany Dunkley is trash-talking with the men. She says those who oppose women in combat are stuck in the old ways.
A lot of our men here, they're very supportive. And if you can hack it, you can hack it.
Last year, she could do one pull-up. Now, she can knock out seven.
I know a lot of males that can't do what I can do. But as long as you can do it, there's no reason why you shouldn't be in combat.
She's just 19, small and wiry, with an intense, dark stare. As a high school wrestler, she took on the boys.
I kicked some boys.
Her future? She hopes to be a first sergeant. leading Marines in combat. Tom Bowman, NPR News, 29 Palms, California.